Amen, Sister Sharon.
He could be here today, but y'all just remember him in prayer.
And much in prayer for that.
Got it.
Bless the Lord.
Y'all pray for me. I can't hold out like I used to.
Bless her heart.
Help her, Lord.
I'll do the best I can.
Yeah.
Help her, Lord. Be with her, Lord.
Now you can take me out to that graveyard.
Bless them, Lord.
And you can lay the soul body down.
Amen. Come on, sis. Come on.
But on that resurrection morning,
yes, Lord,
I'm going to get up to there ain't no bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, man. Come on.
Gonna hold my body.
Yeah, hey.
There ain't no bread.
Yeah.
Gonna hold my body tight.
Yeah, that's right.
When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up.
Some of the funerals I did, there was hope. Other funerals that I done, there was no hope. I'd much rather do one where there's a thread of hope.
Amen.
I mean,
amen.
Just any hope, just a little hope.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing worse than trying to comfort a family when there's so great a loss, and you can't offer any hope. I appreciate that song.
Amen.
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 Y'all may have to wing it. Bought you a little time.
Yeah.
no doubt in my heart.
Haven't you seen your mama? Surely, goodness, I'm sorry. Oh, come on, I know it.
You know it.
Yeah.
Now you can take me out to the graveyard. That's the woman I love.
But on the third resurrection morning, I know. You want me to start it out?
Yeah.
You want me to start it out?
Help him out, Sharon.
You can take me out.
Stay up here if they would, please. And I'm probably going to get Brother Donnie there to help me also. We had a request this morning from Sister Brenda, and I want to explain myself before I do what I'm fixing to do here. She said, would y'all please, I have someone stand in my stead and anoint them with oil on my behalf. She said, I've got a lot of faith in prayer, and I need prayer, and we want to add to Sister Brenda, also Sister Vonnie, and Brother Mitchell. So I'm going to have Brother Donnie standing on behalf of Brother Mitchell.
Yes, Lord.
And I'll just get Vonnie right here, Brenda right here, Sister Rita. And they're just standing in place of the ones that couldn't be here due to circumstances.
Yes,
I want to read Scripture and explain why we're doing what we're doing. The Bible tells us, the book of James, chapter 5, it says, is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Them's good.
Amen.
But sometimes it's to the point you can't pray, you can't sing.
Right.
So verse 14 of James chapter 5, is any sick among you?
let him call for the elders of the church. You'd think they had cell phones back then. Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them, and I'm going to get y'all to pray with me, pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. It says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. And here's why we're reading all of this. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. They've got faith in prayer is why we're doing what we're doing. Now, it is any old's fine. And I didn't realize we had a big old bottle of olive oil, so I brought a little bottle. This says extra virgin olive oil. It's just oil. There's nothing to the oil. I'm just going to use this. Look, I don't know. It may be. It don't take no whole lot. I'm just going to put a little bit on my finger here. Just got a little dropper. I don't want to drown my brother here. Okay, I got a dropper on there. I'm going to anoint Brother Donnie on behalf of Brother Mitchell.
Yes.
And I'm just going to do that right there. I'm going to anoint Sister Carolyn on behalf of Sister Vonnie. Right. And I'm going to anoint Sister Rita on behalf of Sister Brenda. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we're all going to pray regards to what we just done.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we call upon your great mercies.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
We call upon your great compassions. Lord, your riches. Lord, that you're able, Lord, to heal. You're able to save. You're able to do all things. There's no restraint with you. Nothing impossible with you. Father, Brother Mitchell can't be here. He's sick. Lord, Sister Vonnie can't be here. She's having stomach problems. I don't know about Brother Mitchell, what his illness is. We just know he's too sick to be here.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, Sister Brenda, Lord, she's the one that requested that we had prayer for her. And Lord, her neck is hurting her. We're praying, Father, right now in one accord.
Yes,
I've got others out here that are praying also with me. And we're agreeing together on this behalf. Of this request, that Lord, you would grant it out of your riches and glory, that you visit these that we've mentioned with healing in your wings, that Lord, your word might be sent to them. You said you sent your word and you healed them. And Lord, we're going to give you praise and glory. Whatever you do, we're going to be careful to ask it in Jesus, our Lord and Savior's name. For Lord, you said, whatsoever we ask in your name, that it would be done of our Father in heaven. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much for helping me, Brother Donnie.
Yes,
Sister Rita. And Sister Carolyn, thank you. We wanted to be forward to do that. We wanted to do it in a right way. I wanted to explain what we were doing. I want you to know we want to be doers, not hearers. We want to be obedient in every aspect when it comes to God. We're thankful for all the children. I've never seen so many children here at Landmark Baptist Church. I want you to know the future of the church is the youth. Amen. And I mean, we got a bumper crack this morning. And we got a visitor this morning. I hope I get this name right. Is it Christy? Did I get it right? All right, we got Christy with us this morning.
Yes.
She's visiting. We're glad to have her.
Amen.
We're glad to have everyone that's here. We've got a lot of people that will be visiting by way of the internet service there. Brother Ann's got us going back there on Facebook. And we kind of get censored every now and then. We got censored last week. We're preaching on returning to God. And you know, a lot of people, they don't want to return to God. Man, they're content to dwell in Egypt. And they don't want nobody rock their boat. They just want to be left alone. But I don't know about y'all, but I'd like to draw nigh to God. The Bible says if we'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us.
Yes.
God loves us. No matter what you've done, God loves you.
Yes.
No matter who you are, God loves you. He's not racist. He made of one blood all nations of men and their bounds and habitations thereof. Pointed in Acts chapter 17, verse number 26. You know, we look on the outward. God looks on the heart. He saw an old sinner named Daddy Wade 32 years ago that needed to get saved. And he finally got me to a place I raised my little white flag of surrender up, and I said, I'm sorry, yeah. And I want you to forgive me, right. And I want you to save me. And he done it so fast, I didn't even see it happen. Yeah. And I want you to know he done it so wonderful. I still haven't got over it. I'd go through it again if I could. That's but right. I want you to know, I went, looked in the mirror. I don't know, I guess I thought I was going to see a halo. I don't know. But the horns are still there. But praise God, it was different here. And it's been different ever since. You know, for 34 years, I had an emptiness in here.
Yeah, come on.
And I tried every drink. I tried every toy, everything the world could offer. I tried this look, that look. I tried doing this, doing that. I bought this. And you know, all of that, none of it satisfied. Maybe for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want you to know I got satisfied.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Oh my. Amen. I got satisfied, Miranda. Amen. 32 years ago. And I'll tell you how I get satisfied. I run into him that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man, he fixed that emptiness in here. He took his rightful place on the throne of my heart.
Yeah.
Hey, he forgave me all my sins.
Yeah.
Hey, he established my goings, put a song in my heart, and I've been going pretty good ever since. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, sometimes you're in the valley, but hey, he's the God of the valley. Yeah. Sometimes you're on the mountain. Woo! Glory to God. But I want you to know he's the God of the mountain. No matter where you're at, praise God. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Boy, what a God. Amen. Our preaching text this morning, Ephesians chapter 5. I've got to be brief. I've got a sick wife at the house and the granddaughter staying with her. I understand my circumstances, but I want to explain that I'll probably be brief this morning to what I'm normally when it comes to preaching, amen. But I'll get it all out there, amen. Just bear with me, amen. All right, we got a note or two here. One reason I've got a note is because my little pea brain, one reason. But another reason is I don't want to forget some of this stuff. God put this on my heart, and I don't want to leave it out, if you know what I mean. Ephesians chapter 5, we'll read the first 16 verses there. Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, and Paul says to the church in Ephesus, be ye, I've told y'all this, ye is the plural of all you.
Right.
In other words, be all of you, therefore, followers of God, you're going to follow someone. Why not follow someone good like God?
Yeah.
Follow Him. He'll never lead you wrong. He'll do you good. I heard a preacher one time preaching, and he said, God will do you good. And he said, if you don't like it, he said, you can always go back to the devil. He'll take you back. And that was a true statement. I didn't really like it. I have to admit, I'm in love with my Savior. I've been in love with Him now.
Amen.
And I continue to love Him every day for loving me. Amen.
Yeah.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And walk in love. Boy, it's something that's missing today.
Amen. That's right.
I seen Christy come in packing that little baby.
Yeah.
Love that baby, don't you? That's good. That's where it's supposed to be.
That's right.
She come in holding that little baby. That's where God holds me.
Amen.
He loves me.
Amen.
I may not realize it, but I need Him.
Yeah.
I'm not as big as I look. I'm not as strong as I look. I'll tell you right now, I'm a whole lot more frail than I even realize. But I'm glad I'm in good hands. I'm in nail-scarred hands. I like those pictures that Tammy made. Boy, she done a good job. She took this picture and she blowed it up. And they put it on the website. And I'll tell you right now, what a picture of love. Amen. He holds us. He helps us. Amen. Oh, listen. Walk in love as Christ also have loved us. And have given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior.
Yeah.
You're never going to top that. Jesus came down here and gave Himself for you. If you could do everything that could be done, it still wouldn't measure up to what Jesus done for you.
That's right.
That's why He said on the cross, it's finished. It's a finished work. He done it.
Yes.
Amen. A sweet smelling Savior to God. God saw the sacrifice of His dear Son and He said it's enough. He said it's enough. He said if you'll accept what my Son did, I'll accept you on His behalf. Hey, I got accepted in the beloved. I didn't deserve it. Amen. He just gave it. in.
Yes, he did.
On the merits of Christ, yes. I got in, and he won't get in no other way.
That's right.
Man, I can't. I'm just reading the verses. I don't know. It must be a pretty good spirit here this morning.
Yeah.
I appreciate the girls singing. If they hadn't kept singing that one song three times, I was going to take a lot of
them.
How about, man, they're pretty good right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For a little church, we got a lot of talent. I thank God for our singers. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Might be hurting a little bit in the preaching category, but they're good on the singing. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul here goes from the sacrifice to Christ as he's praising God. As he's saying, follow God, little children. As he's saying, walk in love, little children. As Christ also have loved us. He goes here to warn in verse 3. Now he's talking to brethren. He says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Now that's pretty good advice.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Paul's saying if you do these things, it's not going to be convenient. At the time, it may seem funny. At the time, it may be, you know, an attention getter, but it's not. You don't need to do it because You will lose your testimony.
Yeah.
You'll lose your reputation. You'll lose your ability to have an influence on someone concerning Christ. He said, rather giving of thanks. I mean, you know, everybody else may be laughing. You don't have to laugh with them. Everybody else may be doing this. You don't have to do it with them.
Right.
I want you to know God makes a difference. Show them that God has made a difference in you. He says in verse 5, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor a covetous man who is an idolater or an adulterator. Adulterator. Does have to do. Have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. What he's saying here, here's a man that wants worldly recognition,
right.
Wants worldly pleasures instead of God. You know what? Esau, he made a bad trade. The Bible talked about, you know, he sold his birthright for a bowl of beans. Now, me and my wife, we've been eating beans all week. She's been craving beans. And me and her both been fighting old Pendle beans all week. Hey, she told me yesterday, she said, mix a little butter in there with them and heat them up, bring me some cornbread. I'll make the best of it. And it was the last little bunch of beans. And I gave them to her. And you know, that's just a loving husband for you. But listen, don't trade the things of God for the things of the world, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, verse 6, and there's a lot of this going on. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Brother Patrick, there's a lot of people try to talk you out of the blessings of God.
Yeah.
You see, it's God's good will to load us down with benefits.
Yeah.
But he also told his people, he said, your sins have withheld good things from you. God wants to load your wagon down. God wants to bless you coming and going. But the world will tell you, hey, you can do this. It'll be all right. It won't be all right. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Hey, listen. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of this thing, because of these things, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now listen, I'm going to heaven by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what, old Brother Eddie's going.
Amen.
But I'd kind of like to get to heaven. Man, it's going to be a hard message to preach. God has just filled me up a pair of fashions. I'd like to get to heaven and hear Jesus say, well done, son. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see him say, here's your crown, crown of righteousness.
Yeah.
Hey, a crown of life, a crown of joy. I had my sixth crown put on my head. Why, Brother Eddie? Because one day I have something to give him.
Yeah.
Now, I've never met a king. Mm-hmm. I don't have a kingly gift. But when we meet the King of Kings, what are we going to do? So let's just take, for instance, Joanne. She's been faithful in the little. And God, she comes up there to God and says, God, done the best I could. And Jesus said, you've done real good. Here's your crown. Well, one day, the Bible said we're going to cast our crowns down at His feet.
Right.
We're going to be honoring Him by that.
Right.
Can you imagine not having nothing to give the one that gave everything for you. You're still going to heaven.
Thank
but
you,
what
God.
A shame it'd be to get there and all your works be wood, hay, and stubble, and it all go up in a puff of smoke, and then see God put a big crown on Brother Jerry's head. Hey, my granddaughter, she got a crown. I tried to put it on. It wouldn't fit my melon head, but it fits her head real good. But it's a real pretty crown, made real well. Real heavy, got jewels in it. And, you know, it's just not real jewels, not real crown, but real heavy. It won't fit my head, Sarah. But when she's got it on, I see her as the princess that she is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Jesus putting that crown
Amen.
On Sarah's brow back there? And he says, Sarah, I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And she said, Jesus, I love you so much.
Yeah.
She said, I want you to have my crown and throw it down at his feet.
Right.
And bestow the honor upon him. And she got something fit to give a king. Won't that be good? Amen. I'm just trying to elaborate here on this. It'll be good to have something to give him. But listen, let no man deceive you. If you don't do what God tells you to do, you'll still go to heaven by the grace of God. I promise you that.
Yeah.
But you'll be embarrassed. You'll be ashamed. He says here again, verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. You know, God tells us to come out. Look here why he said that. Verse 8, for ye were sometime darkness, and I was 34 years. I walked in darkness. 32 years I've been walking in the light.
Yeah.
Gotta be willing. I like to balance the books, maybe live a little more for him than I did for myself in the world. But look, he said, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You can do that.
Yeah.
This is a reasonable request. You can do it.
Yes.
Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We're kind of in the way right now, and I'll preach about that here in a minute. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. That's what we are. We're the light.
Yeah.
We're in the way. The world wants us out of the way, and they're going to get their way soon enough that we are leaving out. I'm leaving on the first load. Amen.
Amen.
If you got any sense, you'll get on board too.
Right.
But listen. We make manifest what's right and wrong. They're trying to rewrite everything. I'll get on that too here. But whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Without light, you can't see the problem. My son got me this little headlamp, and with it, buddy, I can work on anything. I got both hands free. I've got that thing on. I'm up underneath the truck working on it. Or this morning, I was getting dressed by it, trying to keep waking my wife up. But anyway, he says, verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, or thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. This is our last verse in our text verse. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I'm preaching today on redeeming the time. And I'll be commenting on more verses. We're going to go to God in prayer right now. Father, we thank you for the ones that are before us right now, Father. Father, we thank you for those that will be listening to this message today by way of the, Lord, the Facebook our Landmark Baptist website, Lord, by those that will be listening by way of sermon audio. Lord, we got a vocal and a video both broadcast. Lord, we thank you for that blessing, for that privilege. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that are here. We prayed, Father, for those that wanted to be here but couldn't be here by reason of sickness and health. And Lord, we just pray, God, you'd heal them up. And help them, Father, to get better. Lord, we just pray, Lord, you bless always our efforts. Bless us even today. Help us even today. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching today on redeeming the times. You know, the days are evil. And he said, redeeming the times for the days because the days are evil. Change has come to this world, and it's been for the worse. And you can say amen right there. Let me say this. The church has got cold. And Jesus said that because of iniquity or sin, that you know that would abound, he said the love of many would wax cold in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 12. And I'll comment on it here in just a second. But you know what? When I first got saved, my heart burned in me.
Yeah.
It burned in me. I couldn't get enough. Hey, I know everybody said, Brother Eddie, they said you need to calm down. I couldn't calm down. They said you need to slow down. I couldn't slow down. Well, my wife, she said you can't stay on the mountain all the time. I said, well, honey, right now I'm enjoying it. I don't see no reason, no way to get down. Hey, look, I have to admit, if you truly saved, if you truly know what I'm talking about, I want you to know, happy is it people whose God is the Lord. Hey, I go through this world now. I'm rejoicing every moment of the day. I want you to know Jesus has made a difference in me. I wish I'd have done it sooner, but praise God, I still got her done. And it's well with my soul. And I'm enjoying every day that God gives me.
Amen. That's right. Thank you.
And before, I was just going through the motions of life.
Yeah.
I wasn't even living. I thought I was in high cotton, and I'll be honest with you, I was in, what do they call it, vessels? I was in ragweed and all that stuff, you know. I mean, I have to admit, but it's been quite a bit of difference since I got out of that and into the Lord and the family of God, got out of the world and into the family of God. But listen, in the day and hour we're living in, these evil days we're living in, I want you to know the love of many has waxed cold.
Yeah.
People that used to shout. I seen Carolyn just a minute ago. They used to do that a lot. Throwing books up in the air. Throwing bonnets. Jumping over pews.
Yeah.
Just couldn't get enough. Preach, brother Eddie. Preach.
Yeah.
And sing, amen. We want to sing another. Yes, do that. I want you to know we've kind of learned to be a little too content.
Right.
And being content, we've got a little too cold. Jesus said, when he talked about waxing cold, when wax gets cold, it gets hard.
Yeah.
Not real hard,
right.
But it ain't runny like, you know, you can take wax, you know, this hot, you can pour it out.
Yeah.
But when it's cold, you hold up, it just stays right where it's at. Well, we have waxed cold.
Yeah.
We have got somewhat silent.
Yeah.
Because of iniquity abounding.
Right.
The church has went in the closet.
Yeah.
And iniquity has come out of the closet.
You're right. Yeah.
Now, I'm using great plainness of speech here, but I want you to know there's a spirit of Antichrist down here.
Yes.
And now that the church has grown cold, that spirit of Antichrist has come out of the closet and it's grown bold. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I'm a little bit concerned about some of the events of our day. I noticed on the internet this morning, 17 people were shot in 1 hour in Cincinnati. I'm a little concerned about that. I'd rather not be shot. But I want to tell you this, I am bulletproof. No weapon formed against me can prosper. I'll tell you right now. Now, two men are mentioned in Luke chapter 16 of dying. One of them's a rich man, the other's a beggar like Brother Eddie. And I gave Brother Eddie this video called The End of the Spirit. He knows what I'm talking about here. But in that movie there, these missionaries went to these Wandani people or whatever, and they got killed. And one of them, one great old big native, he said, you was there, you seen what I saw.
Yeah.
Well, in that video, and it's a true story, really did happen. In that video there, when these boys died, it showed angels come down from heaven, and they picked them up and carried them off.
Yeah.
Well, in Luke 16, two people died, and the Bible said the rich man died, and he's buried. It said Lazarus also died, and he was what?
Carried
by the angel. I'd rather have a heavenly escort when I graduate this life. So if they do shoot me, all they're going to do is send me home first class. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you right now, I'm insured. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, I've got eternal life. And amen. I just soon not get shot. But if they will somehow be satisfied, if they will somehow count it, I guess, an honor to shoot me for the reason of Christ, hey, I say help yourself. I hope you're a good shot. I'd rather not suffer. I'd just soon make my exodus. Amen.
Amen.
And I ain't been there other than spiritually, but I'm going there one day.
Amen.
They talked about when I take my flight.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Come
on. I'm going.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
One-way flight.
As Joanne was singing this morning, I heard something I had never heard before.
She said, I know they was right with God because they's doing right. I like that. Had never noticed that in that song. Gonna get up, get up, get up. Or maybe it's, I believe it's in the song there. Said, I know they's dressed in white, and I know they're ready to go because they's doing right. I like that. Doing right. That's what we're supposed to be. You call me down to do right if you want to. We're supposed to do right. The world needs to see us doing right. They see another people doing wrong. But that the evil days that have come upon us are mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it mentions about many antichrists that are in the world in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 through 6. I'm just mentioning them. I'm not going to turn and read to them, even though I was going to, for sake of time. I'm just going to mention them. This day is described as a day of falling away in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 12. And we're in the way. The Antichrist wants to come on the scene, and don't get me wrong, he's coming.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right now we're in the way. Even this little old bitty church right here. Being censored on the internet. Have you ever noticed if your opinion is different than the status quo, that somehow you just get censored, amen?
Yeah.
But you know what? This ain't my home anyway, so censor all you want. I'm still going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. I'm still going to heaven by the grace of God. Hey, I'm still going to live before Him, righteous God, and sober each and every day He gives me. Amen.
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 Yeah, come on.
This evil day that we're living in, 17 people shot in an hour in Cincinnati overnight.
Yeah.
8-year-old girl at a birthday party. They don't even know who her parents are, Sarah. They don't even know who she belongs to. It's terrible circumstances.
Yeah.
She didn't have a home. She didn't have nowhere to be. She's hanging out with a bunch of thugs. They're having a birthday party. It's right at 11 o'clock. 8-year-old babies need to be in bed waiting for 11 o'clock. She didn't have a home. She didn't have where to go, Sharon. Tammy, she's just somewhere really she didn't need to be. You know, that's kind of merciful. God take her own home.
Yeah,
I hate to hear about a child growing up in that kind of environment. I hate. I like to see them like Sarah back there holding them in their loving arms there and rocking them. She's back there rocking that little baby.
Yeah,
I like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get them at Walmart.
No.
They were blessings God gives.
Yeah,
the Bible said children are a heritage from the Lord. Blessed is that man gets his quiver full of them. There's some people give tons of money just to have one baby. And then there's other people that think so little of that fruit of the womb, those blessings, they go somewhere and have one aborted. I don't really understand that. But Paul talked about that falling away. We're there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
There's a lot of churches right now. Oh, Brother Eddie, go on. Take your time right here. A lot of churches right now going belly up.
Yeah.
They weren't wise as serpents. They weren't redeeming the times, Brother Patrick. They's kind of worldly minded. They spent more money than they needed to spend. They bought and done things they didn't need to buy and didn't need to do. Now this little virus that you can't even see with the naked eye, you gotta have a super electron microscope or something to see it, has come into the world and it's turned the world upside down. Even though I'm not worried about it, I am worried about what it's done to our churches, to our world, to our economy, to our homes. Man, I'm getting where I put on a mask to go in the house. Man, you know, raccoons don't even take their mask off. They're even worried about it, amen? I mean, I tell you, but I'm a little worried about the effect of this little virus upon the church world. Preachers are giving up. Churches are going belly up. I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
I don't really want to get political here, but we got a governor right now that's tried to shut the churches down twice.
Yeah.
Both times the judge overruled him.
Yeah.
Just really last week he tried again to shut the churches down, and the judge overruled him. He tried to, he tried also to shut the restaurants down.
Mm-hmm.
He said after 10 o'clock they had to be reduced by 75%. I don't know what the difference is. 10 o'clock, you got it? I need me neither. But anyway, the judge overruled him both times, and he got in all kind of trouble. When I say he got in all kind of trouble, he fired the federal fish and game officer when he come into office as governor. He fired him. That's one mistake, because he didn't have the authority to do that.
No.
But the second mistake was he took all the funds that were in that account of the federal officer over the game and over the Fish and Wildlife Department. He took all that money and squandered it and got caught. He's being persecuted right now.
Good.
I'll take a baby aspirin and sleep like a baby. You know what? He brought that on himself.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of day I'm talking about we're living in. It's an evil day we're living in. And the church world is suffering. I'm going to tell you who's going to make it through it. Those that are redeemed are going to make it.
Right.
Listen real good, old Brother Eddie, right here. Those that are real are going to make it.
You're right.
I told y'all about old Brother Ed. They're stomping that toe. And he said, boy, I know I'm saved. He said beforehand, he said, I'd have cursed like a blue streak. He said, I never cursed. He said, I bled like a hog, cried like a little girl, but I never cursed. And I said, amen, brother. There ought to be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus makes a difference.
Amen. Right.
I don't cuss no more. I don't drink no more. I don't go to some place I used to go no more.
Right.
Man, I ain't even got into this message. This may have to be a double header here. I don't know. But listen. The days are evil. There's a great falling away. You can see it. I mean, everything is kind of being oppressed right now. Jesus called this day the beginning of sorrows in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 8. And that's where we're at. We're just going from grace to the rapture and exodus of the church. And the Antichrist can't wait for us to get out of the way.
Right.
Now let me put this in a little bit clearer terms. In Daniel chapter 6, here's a godly man named Daniel, brother Donnie. He loves the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a bunch of enemies. And they conspire against him. And they said, we can't find no fault in him except with his God. So let's figure out how we can get him in trouble that way.
Yeah.
So they go to the king, and by cunning means, they get this king to sign this decree that no one can pray to any god. And you know, the king signed it. He don't really see what really is at stake here. Patrick, after that thing signed, old Daniel, this old godly man, you know what he does? Why, he goes as he did before. Before, he prayed three times a day. So he didn't want to make sure anybody understood that he was afraid of this decree. And that, so he opened up his windows and got down on his knees, the Bible said. And he prayed towards Jerusalem as he did before, morning, noon, and evening. Now, I want you to understand that was a deliberate attack upon Daniel, and it's a type of the Antichrist that wanted to get rid of Daniel, that tried to find some way to change the law, some way to, to make some kind of way that he wouldn't be able to pray, that he wouldn't be able to do the things he did before. And old Daniel, he just done like you and me.
Yeah.
They tell me I can't go to church. Hey, man, Brother A was here by herself, but was here with me, brother.
Amen.
Man, they're pretty good service there. Ain't wasn't nobody here being old Brother Ed. He back there shouting. I tried to act like there was 100 people here. But you know what? We kept the doors open. We kept it up.
Yeah.
And look who's all here today. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's right.
The Bible said he that's faithful in little, God said he'd make him master over much. This may not ever be a big church. I see it growing. Amen. I like what I see. Amen.
Yeah,
good to have Christy with us today. Man, I'm always watching, you know, for new people to show up.
Yeah.
She made me feel a little uncomfortable. We're glad to have you, honey. I'll tell you right now.
Hey.
Amen. But this day right here, it's a day, of trouble. You can get in trouble. I gave Brother Ed a gospel track about a very successful athlete. And he had like a little gardener there, you know, a good Christian man, gardener. And that gardener got down on his knees and he's praying for this athlete.
Yeah.
And he was praying that, you know, that God would help him to get saved. And the athlete walked in and here's this gardener down on his knees praying. And he got big and mad. And he said, "I don't want you praying for me. You stop that."
Yeah.
But in the end, he wanted him to pray for him. Amen. He found out he had cancer. And he knew there wasn't but one that really truly cared about him. And it was that gardener. And he went to him and he said, "Tell me about this Jesus." Amen. And I want you to know, when you get in that state of mind, it's good to know there's somebody that can tell you about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want you to know that Ethiopian eunuch was glad to see Philip come alongside his chair. He said, "Now read Isaiah 53, Brother Donnie." And Philip said, "Understandest what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I except some man guide me?" He said, "I need some help." And he began the same scripture and he preached unto him Jesus.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Brother Patrick said something to me about whenever we can make arrangements to get Micah baptized. He said he wanted to get baptized with him.
Yeah.
That's a noble thing. We don't want to have to get that done. I just want you to know everything's getting difficult nowadays. I don't know when we'll get it done, old brother.
Thank you,
Pastor. That Ethiopian eunuch, he said, "Behold," if you got the right Bible, he said, "Behold, here's water.
Yeah.
What doeth hinder me from being baptized?" That's in Acts chapter 8, verse 37. No, that's verse 36. Verse 37, if you get the right Bible, it's in your Bible. He said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." And that Ethiopian eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God." And they stopped the chariot. And the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip went down into the water. And Philip baptized him. And the Ethiopian eunuch saw him no more. Spirit caught Philip. He's gone on the next project. And the Bible said that Ethiopian eunuch, says Joanne, said he went on his way rejoicing.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I've been doing.
Amen.
I've been going on my way rejoicing. Man, I wish I could take some of this out and give you some. I've always had a surplus. I could be a donor. Amen. Man, I'm always running over. Amen. But this day you can get in trouble for going to church.
Yeah.
This day you can get in trouble for praying.
Yeah.
You can get in trouble for mentioning the name Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's the right kind of trouble, but you can get in it. Amen. In Daniel chapter 7, I'm not going to read it, but in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel dreams a dream.
Yeah.
And in his dream, he hears this word, which I preached about a while back. Mm-hmm. Randy hears this word, diversity. And quite a bit mentioned in Daniel chapter 7. Mm-hmm. He hears that word, diverse. And things are different. You know, we've been hearing this word change. We've been hearing tolerance. We've been hearing, you know, forbear. And, you know, make exceptions and all that. I just want you to know, change sometimes can be good. And change sometimes can be bad.
Right.
Job said, "Till my change come." He changed for the good. But there's others that want you to change for the bad. But in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel has a dream. And in this dream, he's told about this beast that's diverse. In Daniel chapter 9 and in Daniel chapter 12, he's told about the difference this beast is going to make.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in. Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 12 makes mention about the tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. You know, our president just worked up a deal. I've got my notes up here so I won't get this wrong. He worked up a deal with the UAE and Israel, an agreement, which the UAE stands for United Arab
Emirates.
IMIRATES.
Yeah.
Their goal is prosperity, peace, and unity.
Amen.
I just want you to know, this is what I'm talking about here. This is an evil day. It's a time when we need to trim our wick. It's a time we need to redeem the time. We need to understand what's going on right here in our day.
Right.
Iran, they slammed this deal. They say it's a huge mistake. What is this deal, Brother Eddie?
it's going to give Israel an opportunity to get the temple.
Yeah.
The temple ground. They've not been allowed to get the temple ground. I was telling Brother Donnie that they already have the red heifer to make the sacrifices. Mm-hmm. They already have men trained and ready to offer up the sacrifices.
Right.
When it gets to where they get their temple, where they can make these sacrifices, you can set your watch right then.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what Daniel's vision was.
Yeah.
From the time that sacrifice starts,
yeah.
Brother Jerry, that will be 7 years.
That's right. Mm. Yeah.
It's called Daniel's 70th week. Mm-hmm. It's brought down to 1 week.
Yeah.
And Miranda, it says in the middle of that 1 week, 3.5 days, in the middle of that, there'll be a big change.
Yeah.
There'll be 3.5 years of prosperity.
Yeah.
Peace. Unity. I'm just putting this in perspective.
Right.
So you can actually redeem the times.
Yeah.
Right now there's a calm. I'm like everybody else. I like the calm. I don't like the storm. This has already been prophesied. The Word of God, hey, it's not going to be undone. I want you to know everything God said in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. He declared the end from the beginning. He said, my counsel will stand.
Right.
He's done told how this is going to be, Timmy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they start offering those sacrifices to God, which right now the Bible talks about, and Brother Bob, my good Jewish saved, little Jew, God saved little Jew. He knows that the Jews have a veil on their heart. They can't know. He had one too.
Yeah.
Woman on the bus witnessed to him, one into the Lord. Yeah. Man, tremendous testimony. And then he went and told his mom and dad about getting saved, and they had a funeral disowned him. And even though there's multi-millionaires, they throwed him out, took him out of the will, everything. Hey, he got another will, amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hey, we got one, amen, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved up in heaven, kept by God, and one day they'll read that will.
Amen.
And have they been told, Carolyn?
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, I may have to write a check today, worried about bouncing, but I can write a check on heaven.
Amen.
And it ain't never, I mean, you can put as many zeros as you want on there.
Yeah, amen. Right.
Let me take a minute for this right here. Miranda, there was a young lady working at a restaurant as a waitress. And she brought this man his food. And she couldn't help herself. She was weeping. And he noticed her weeping, Sarah. He said, what's the matter, honey? She said, it's just too bad. I can't talk about it. And the young, this wasn't a young man, it was an older man. The young waitress, she left. And she came back to the table, and the man sitting at the table, he gave her a blank check, Sarah, and he signed it. And he said, honey, make this check out for whatever you need. And I've got to leave, but he said, don't be weeping. And everybody gave her a hard way to go, Jerry. They said, that man's a bum. He ain't worth nothing. And she about like me, had a young streak, I guess. She went to the bank, Christy. She says, this bank, she says, this check any good? You know what they told her? They said, honey, put as many zeros as you want on that check.
Wow.
No matter how much you want to make it for. He's a multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
He said, Eddie,
yeah.
Here's your blank check, honey. Yeah. You remember that story about the Good Samaritan?
Yeah.
And the Lord come to him and bound up his wounds, poured in oil and wine, took him to the inn, put some money down, said, take care of him. He said, when I come back, if he owes anything, I'll pay. I got a bank account.
Hey,
amen.
Hey.
You know, I'm not getting nowhere in this message. I might as well just enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you right now. But listen, I want you to know, hallelujah. I want you to know, praise God, God's on the throne.
Yeah.
He's got this, amen. Hey, I want you to know, he was told about the destruction that's coming.
Yes. Right.
On the news, you don't see it. It's censored.
Most of the preaching you hear today, you won't hear it. It's censored.
Right.
But I want you to know there's a day coming, and it's coming faster than a weaver's
shirt. Right.
That's the day that death comes up and tries to lay claim. He can't lay claim to me. He'd like to. Man, he ain't got no more dominion over me. I kind of like that. Death has no more dominion over me. He has
winners,
somewhere else. Amen.
We're winners, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he come up, knocked on my door, and said, "How you doing, buddy?" They said, "Sorry, I got the wrong place."
Yeah.
But it's bad when you open up that door. You see that woman in the commercial, she opens up the door, and there's death there, you know, on her door.
Yeah.
And she says, "Oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready." He runs over there and kills the refrigerator, kills the washer. She said, "You're killing me." She said, "Hold on a minute. Let me rephrase that." Well, that's the way death comes. It comes at a bad time.
Yeah.
I will have to make this two-part message. I didn't mean to. I got 6 points. I'm showing one of them. Yeah. It comes at a bad time. Can anybody ever tell me when death came at a good time? It robs you.
Yeah.
You know, you say, "Boy, I wish I had just one more chance to tell them how much I love them.
Yeah.
Just one more opportunity to hug their neck."
Yes, yes.
Well, thank God with Jesus, we can have one more opportunity. Amen. Ain't that good? Even them, the Bible said, they're sleeping in Jesus. He's going to bring with him when he comes. He's going to bring my little 16-year-old girl with him when he comes.
Amen. Amen.
I love her. Christy, she only lived 17 years, 1 week. She gave her heart to Jesus when she was 10 years old. But me and my wife was trying to pick her coffin out. I'm leaning on her, she's leaning on me. And we're drowning each other in tears. We couldn't, there wasn't no way to slow it down, stop it or nothing. I had to forbear her tears, she had to forbear mine. There wasn't no way we could stop crying.
Yeah.
We was devastated, we was bereaved, we was broke. And the funeral director, I don't hold this against him, but here's what he told me, Miranda. He said, "Mr. Wade," he said, "I've got to tell you this." He said, "I'm sorry, but it's my job to tell you this." He said, "The further you go down this hall," he said, "the more expensive the coffins get." I said, "Thank you, sir." I said, "We're not concerned about the price.
Right.
We just want to get this over with." And I'm holding her. She's holding me, and it's a low spot. The Lord's holding both of us, kind of like that picture, Tammy and Lars. He's got both. Mm-hmm. He's holding us both up, Tammy. My wife points at a coffin. It's kind of maroon colored. I don't know. Women, you know all these colors. You know what I mean? It's kind of a purple to me. Kind of a reddish color. About like that pew, something like that anyway. She said, "Cindy would like that color." And I said, "Mr. Funeral Director," I said, "I don't care how much that coffin cost." I said, "The next time I see it, I won't see my daughter in it." He said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Wade." But it done a good job fixing her hair. She had beautiful hair. Beautiful blue eyes, look just like me. But you know what? That day, God called her home. I ate dinner with her at my mom's. I had no idea. She showed up unannounced. Boy, we enjoyed that moment. She come in. I said, "Oh, honey, good to see you." I spent Sunday with my mom trying to comfort her. Dad had left mom for another woman. You know how that stuff goes. So I'm trying to comfort mom. I'm over there on Sundays. Oh, by the way, there's the color of that casket. What color do you call that? Maroon? Is that mom?
I call it.
Okay. Right, that's what color it was right there. So I'm over at mom's house, knock on the door. It's my youngest daughter, our youngest daughter. She shows up. And I said, "Well, you just in time for dinner." I think she planned it. So we sit there and we eat. Me being a father, I'm picking on her. You know how dads do. I'm picking at her boyfriend. She's talking about her boyfriend. You know, at that age, that's all you want to talk about. My boyfriend, my boyfriend. I said, "That wormy thing." And she said, "Well, Dad, I really like him." I said, "Well, honey, you'll probably end up marrying that wormy thing." She said, "Well, I do really like him, Dad." And I said, "I just want you to know, honey, you got my blessing. I love you. And for your sake, I'll try to love him. If he gets out of line, I'll take him out." We ate dinner that day, and I had no idea that was going to be the last time I get to look in her beautiful blue eyes. I had no idea. You can't know.
No, that's right.
No, we don't.
She left there that day, and I lay down taking one of them good Baptist naps. You know how it is when you get all them bento beans, fried potatoes, and cornbread, all that good old iced tea. You know, you want to take a good Baptist nap. I'm there taking a nap, and the phone rings. Mama, she made sure she get it on the first ring so I wouldn't wake up after. She answers that phone. She says, honey, you need to wake up. It's the hospital. And you need to get out there. I don't like them phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exempt. You're not neither.
That's right.
When you get them, it's good to have the grace of God there to help you. And it's good to know that she'd given her heart to Jesus at the age of 10 years old. Boy, that was more than a thread of hope. Man, that was, man, rope that big to hold on to, because you can't get out of this. It's not like you say, I don't want to do this. No, sir, I'm not doing it. Forget that. So we had to go through that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad God made arrangements. Mm-hmm. She got saved before that day got here. Now listen, if that day gets here and you ain't saved, oh Brother Eddie, I can't preach your funeral and get you in.
Mm-mm.
Nobody can pay enough money to get you in. Only Jesus can get you in. The Bible said, he that has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God has not life. Wrath of God abideth upon him. It's like this right here. You're either going to heaven by the grace of God,
yes,
or you're going to miss heaven because you turned down the opportunity
right
of the nail-scarred hand,
yes,
that said, all the day long, I've stretched out my hand. God stretched out His hand to me for 32 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
32 years. Sister Joanne, He kept that hand up.
Yeah.
Finally, at the age of 34 years old, mm-hmm, old Brother Eddie done this right here. I took it.
Amen.
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 Man, it's been well my soul ever since.
Amen.
Oh, wow. She said, I wish I could sleep like you do. I said, honey, just get right with God. She said, I'll knock your eyes. I said, I'm not knocking out one of you. But I'm still going to sleep like a baby.
Amen.
Well, that day is coming.
Yes, it is.
Hebrews 9:27. You know, we make appointments all the time. My doctor's got to make an appointment Monday morning with a doctor. Hebrews 9:27 says, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Not going to get out of that appointment.
No, right.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can do like Paul. He said, I made preparation against that day.
Amen.
He said, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
He said, hallelujah. He said, the time of my departure.
Right.
I'd rather have a departure than a death any day.
Yeah.
He said, the time of my departure is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've kept the faith. I fought the fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. He said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I don't want to go down that road too far, but I want you to understand this. In this evil day, when 17 people were shot in 1 hour, did you know a man was just walking down the street and they shot him? A man was riding a bicycle and they shot him. A man was fixing a flat tire on his car and they shot him. A man that was a state trooper had a flat tire, I believe it was for FedEx truck or maybe it was UPS, and he called for someone to come help him. He had a flat tire and they come up and shot him and they killed him. He'd been a state trooper for over 30 years. That's this evil day.
That's right.
We're living in.
Yes, it is.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad it's well with my soul.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'd be afraid to go out the door and not be ready to meet death if it was to come my way today.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad, praise God, it can't lay no claim to me. Look, I'll have to finish this message. As much as I had a lot on here, I wanted to. Let me, here's what I'm talking about. The Hallmark Channel. Does anybody know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, the Hallmark Channel featured its... Make sure what I got on the backside. Now that stuff, there's Christy's name here on the backside. The Hallmark Channel features its first same-sex wedding, acknowledging that love is love, and that's a fact. That's not true.
No.
They have in the past included LGBTQ characters in its movies, but this is the first time they have ever featured a gay wedding. That's the day we're living in.
Yeah.
I just want you to understand, things are changing. And it's that spirit of Antichrist. And it's not going to go away. Now, I'm going to throw these out there to you real quick, and I'm going to preach on them at the next Sunday service. Your walk's important. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Your talk's important. That's yes, right. It is.
Yeah.
Your drink is important. Oh, yeah. Your song's important.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Brother Donnie when I got saved, I piled all my
eight-track tapes.
Vinyl records, eight-track cassettes, all piled it all up and burned it. And my dad come out there and he said, "Don't burn that, let me sell it. That's worth a lot of money." I said, "Daddy, you don't understand. I want to do this. This ain't a money thing. I'm giving praise to God." I lit that thing up and it's all the little smoke. It was every color of a rainbow coming up. It made all the sounds you ever heard of. But oh boy, it was worth it. Daddy, he was heartbroken, but I was some kind of happy. I burned all that Led Zeppelin, all that Steppin' Wolf, all of that Pink Floyd and Rolling Stones, and some of them I don't even want to name, Preacher Pink and all that, you know, down the road. Hey, I'm done with that. I have a melody in my heart. But I'll have to preach on this the next Sunday. I can't get this in here today. But your prayer is important also.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that are important, but there's nothing more important and whether you're saved or not.
Amen.
Now, I said in the service, once lost, I remember the devil, he kind of got me to kind of sidestep or ignore the fact that my heart beating like a jungle drum. He said, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to get out of here. I did. I didn't get very far. I got saved before the next service. I got out of that service lost on a Sunday. I got saved at home on a Monday. Hey, now anyway, I come in Wednesday night, tell them I got saved, and before I could get it out, they told me, they said, "You got saved, didn't you?" I said, "How'd you know?" They said, "You come in different than you did the last time you come in." I come in last time drunk. I come in this time lit up like a light bulb. But listen, one thing's more important than all of this stuff, and that is this evil day's not going to go away.
Right.
These killings, they're going to get worse.
That's right.
These churches are going to continue to go belly up. Things are going to continue to get worse. I only know one thing, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're getting closer.
Amen.
It's getting out of here. And I say, the sooner the better.
Yes.
I got to say, I just didn't leave as a stay anyway. But the Lord knows, we're down here. And I was telling Brother Ed, he told us to occupy till he comes. He hadn't come yet. But when he comes, Patrick, I'm leaving.
Yes.
It's not like you're going to have to drag me out. I've never flown in my entire life, but I do have one scheduled. First class all the way. And when that day comes, hey, up, away, I'm out of here on that day, leaving. Amen. That's more important than all those other things. If you're here today, and you're Brother Eddie, I wish I could know I was saved. I can help you with that.
Amen.
Patrick's young boy, Mike, I come to me and he said, "Brother Eddie," he said, "I want you to save me today." I said, "I'd love to, Mike." I said, "I can't save nobody. But I said, I'll tell you what I can do. I can tell you about one that will save you, one that can save you." And I said, "He'll save you right now if you want to." He said, "I want to." So we come right up here. Little Mike, bless his heart.
Yeah.
He asked Jesus to forgive him of his sins.
Amen.
He asked Jesus to save him. He asked Jesus to come in his heart. The Lord been wanting that for a long time. He ain't that old, but in my case it was 34 years. He wanted that. He wants that with you.
Yeah.
If you're here today and you ain't ready, no better time than right now.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. I try my best to obey your Holy Spirit. I feel like I have. Lord, if I have, would you help us, Lord, through the rest of this service. Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit of God would do its mighty work. Lord, would you convict? Lord, would you draw with cords of love those, Lord, that need to come to you? I pray they'd not hesitate. I pray they'd run plumb out of their shoes. I pray they'd come right now and lay hold on eternal life. Leave with the peace of God. Leave with the joy unspeakable, full of glory. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, maybe one verse of "Just As I Am." Whatever he wants is okay with me. Jerry always gets the good songs, good song leader. Sister Sharon, good piano player. But I don't know how it is with you. I know how it is with me. But if you need to do something today, you come right up here, Brother Eddie, help you. I sure will. I truly am saved. I truly am called to preach. I know Jesus and I know Him personally. We talked this morning. That's what makes a difference. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, this evil day, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. Perilous times are here.
Number 124.